This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Leaders of various political parties and candidates busy in election campaigning as the elections come near. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration urges all local levels to provide necessary physical infrastructure for the November 20 elections. US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting in person for the first time today. And England wins its second ICC T20 World Cup. Now the news in detail. Election activities have been intensified across the country as the November 20 elections come near. Election-related activities and campaigns have sped up and candidates are reaching out to voters with their respective parties' election manifesto. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Powdel claimed that election campaigns have been done mostly in a peaceful manner. He further said the Election Code of Conduct has been strictly implemented as compared to the past elections. The Election Commission of Nepal has drawn the attention of the concerned authorities yet again to create enabling environment where any political party or candidate could run an election campaign unobstructed. The Commission on November 8 had also instructed the district administration offices in all 77 districts for enabling the environment for the political parties and candidates contesting the November 20 parliamentary elections to run election campaign freely at their discretion. It had instructed the concerned bodies to ensure safety and security to the election staffers, observers and the voters and make sure the election is held in a fair, free and impartial manner and in a peaceful environment. In a press statement issued by the Commission yesterday after the news of disruption of election campaign following the dispute among the candidates and the vandalizing of vehicles in Chitwan and some other districts, the deputy spokesperson of the commission, Kamil Bhatrai, said the commission had drawn the attention of the Ministry of Home Affairs yet again and instructed it to create enabling environment for the election candidates to run their election campaign freely and voters to cast their ballot without any fear. Meanwhile, health professionals have urged all to maintain health safety protocols during the election campaign, citing the possible spread of infectious diseases. The former director of Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Dr. Sagar Raj Bhandari, advised political parties and candidates to ensure the implementation of health safety protocol during the election campaigning. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said people will get their verdict on will give their verdict on the battle between defenders and violators of the constitution through the November 20 elections. Addressing an election gathering in Gorkha yesterday, Chairman Dahal said people should defeat the forces that stood against the constitution. He also stressed the need for completing the Buri Gandaki National Pride Project at the earliest. CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has urged the people to remain alert while casting votes in the November 20 elections. Addressing an election gathering in Surkhet yesterday, Chairman Oli said people should choose a force that could protect the nation. He added that CPN UML should remain a decisive force in politics, though all the forces in the country were attempting to stop that from happening. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has urged all local levels to provide their buildings, premises and physical structures for the November 20 elections. Section officer at the Ministry of General Administration, Chiranjeevi Nepal, said the ministry issued a circular asking the local governments to provide the physical structure for the elections purpose. The ministry issued the directive following a request from the Election Commission for the help. The Community Development and Advocacy Forum working in various districts of Madhes province in Nepal has received an award of €15,000. The forum received the award in the Local Innovation category under the Local Adaptation Champion Award granted by the Global Centre on Adaptation based in the Netherlands. The award was handed over at the event under the 27th Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change that is underway in Egypt. Speaking at the prize distribution ceremony, Secretary of the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Prem Narayan Karel, said Nepal was doing climate action as specified in the National Climate Adaptation Policy. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted light rain and snowfall for the next 2 or 3 days due to the influence of the westerly wind. Meteorologist at the division, Hira Patrai, said that light rain and snowfall were likely to occur today, on Tuesday and on Wednesday due to impact of the westerly wind. The likelihood of rain and snowfall is more in Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces. Similarly, light rain will take place in province number 1, Gandaki province, Sudur Paschim province and Karnali province, with the chances of light snowfall in the high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 6 people have been killed and 81 wounded in an explosion in a busy area of central Istanbul in Turkey. According to BBC, Turkish authorities have said that the blast happened at about 4:20 p.m. local time on a shopping street in the Taksim Square area. Turkish Vice President Fuat Oktay said that the blast was thought to be a terrorist attack carried out by a woman. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the perpetrators would be punished. U.S. President Joe Biden has said his country will maintain open communication lines and seek no conflict with China ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia. According to the Reuters news agency, U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet face-to-face for the first time today since Biden took office. Biden, who landed in Bali Island after meeting Southeast Asian and East Asian leaders in Cambodia, said the United States would compete vigorously with Beijing while ensuring competition does not veer into conflict. The war in Ukraine and its economic fallout is expected to dominate discussions in Bali at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Forum in Bangkok at the end of the week, alongside climate commitments and food security, among others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that investigators have uncovered more than 400 war crimes in areas of Kherson abandoned by Russian forces as they returned. According to BBC, Zelensky said bodies of civilians and soldiers had been found. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have imposed a curfew in the area. Now, Sports Nepal is co-hosting the 2027 ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup. This will be the first time that Nepal will co-host any ICC World Cup tournament. The International Cricket Council announced that Nepal and Bangladesh will be jointly hosting the World Cup. England defeated Pakistan by 5 wickets in the final match in Melbourne, Australia, to win the Men's T20 World Cup and become double world champions. England chased the target of 138 runs in the 19th over of the game, losing just 5 wickets. Ben Stokes scored the highest 52 runs, remaining not out, to lead his team to a victory. Pakistan had made 137 runs, with the loss of 6 wickets in the allocated 20 overs after losing the toss and batting first. Sahn Mashood scored 38 runs while captain Babar Azam made 32 runs for the Pakistani team. England's Sam Curran took 3 wickets while Adil Rashid and Chris Jordan took 2 wickets each to restrict the Pakistani team to a below par score. English player Sam Curran was announced as both the player of the match and the player of the series. This victory is England's second T20 world title following its victory in the West Indies in 2010. England is also the current ODI 50 overs cricket world champion. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 22 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 8.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Leaders of various political parties and candidates busy in election campaigning as the elections come near. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration urges all local levels to provide necessary physical infrastructure for the November 20 elections. US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting in person for the first time today. And England wins its second ICC T20 Cricket World Cup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.